He'd started as a salesperson there about a year ago, leading the expansion into a new region and making just under $50,000 a year, plus commission. It was a big step up from washing dishes at a restaurant less than a decade earlier, or organizing rafting trips just 5 years ago. As the economy improved over the course of the past decade, people like Rogan were able to leave lower-paying jobs for better opportunities. The so-called quits rate, or the rate of Americans exiting employment of their own will, reached a 17-year high in January last year, doubling from the depth of the last recession. The share of workers with a college education, particularly a bachelor's or advanced degree, like Rogan, also rose quickly. Until 2012, most workers only completed high school. Since then, most have an associate's degree or some college experience. Rogan says the rewards of his old job went beyond pay. There was health insurance. We had biweekly happy hours. It was a great culture. Now it feels like everything is collapsing at once. He adds, I was lucky enough to have some savings. I didn't file taxes for last year, so I didn't get the $1,200 stimulus check. I'm mostly trying to make food at home and stretch my dollars. I'm eating a lot of tuna fish and beans. It was early March when Ashley Nash first heard from her manager about a quickly spreading virus. I thought, oh wow, I wonder when that's going to get here. The 30-year-old Los Angeles resident recalls she was fired that month just 2 weeks after starting. Nash, who had previously worked at Macy's and Ross stores, landed the sales associate position at a clothing store on Santa Monica's Promenade, a busy open-air shopping district, soon after applying. I interviewed on Sunday and came in on a Monday, she says.